In life, we are presented with boundaries. At one point or another, they will be crossed. Today, we'll hear about when my dad went to college. He did not go just for education, but to escape. I'm Bethany Carter, and this is his story.
Freshman year, I started at Hopewell Valley High School, and I guess I had some trouble in eighth grade and started to get into drinking and things like that. So freshman year I was doing some of that, and then we went skiing and I completely lost my inhibitions and went down, went over a big mogul and broke my leg. So that was pretty bad because then I had nothing else to do and I ended up, well, not like I didn't have anything else to do, but I chose to get high and probably used a little of the pain medication and whatever else, and so that was a bad period in my life, getting involved with things. And then went into sophomore year. I was doing parties and all that different kind of stuff, and even dealing some drugs, although I wasn't very good at it, lost a lot of money. And I guess I started getting out of it. My brother came home and we started getting into guitar, so I started learning guitar, so I was doing that instead of getting high, which was very good, and that was kind of what helped me get through it. And then, after that, had a religious experience, and that, that kind of firmed it up for me and got me going on the right path.
I then asked him to talk about how the idea of college came up.
Okay, yeah, I was in a junior in high school, and I'd been advanced placement ever since freshman year, and but hadn't always. I was real good at some things, and other things I was just kind of average. So yeah, junior year she calls me in, and I had never talked to her before, but she said, "I think you're mature enough to go to college now." And I was like, "Okay." So we started looking into Christian colleges, and there's a few around. Eastern is one, and a few others in the different states, and I started applying to colleges in my junior year.
So I decided to ask him what others thought of this.
It's interesting because I don't really remember there being a lot of discussion about it. I mean, again, my family was somewhat broken at that point. My parents were separated, and I mean, I probably came home and told my mom about it, and she was like, "Okay." And, she did, help me fill out a couple applications and did take me out to visit the college I ended up going to. So she was just kind of let me do what I wanted to do. And my dad was supportive in the sense that he just said, "Hey, it was almost like he didn't really care where I went as long as I went somewhere and he would help me pay for it." And, so that was very supportive financially, but it wasn't discussed, whether it was a great idea or, what should I stay in high school or not, or what college I should even go to. So, and then my siblings, my sisters were both older, and so they weren't really in the picture. And then my brother, kind of dealing with his own issues because he was kind of falling back on the drug bit a little bit. And just because, we were both musicians, so even though we were religious at this point, we were also kind of wanting to still get involved with the band thing, which, so we both kind of fell back a little bit in terms of drinking and, not so much with me, but my brother with some of the drug issues as well. So that was kind of his struggle. I guess my best friend didn't have a problem with him. We went to the Virgin Islands, helped his dad out that summer, and so part of the problem is I get back in August and had not visited any colleges yet. So I went to see Eastern like in August, and ended up, the irony was I started high school because I hadn't heard anything yet. So I signed into all my classes probably like on a Tuesday, and then on Thursday I got home and I got a call from Eastern saying I could start on Monday. So Friday I went back to school and signed out of all my classes, and there was one guy in particular I remember to this day. I told him and he said, "So, you're going to miss out on your senior year and all the parties." And I said, "Well, been there, done that already, and don't need to do it again." So
I was happy to escape high school and go to a nice college that I went to. You know, sometimes as freshmen, you actually get there early and, you know, you get acclimated and they have all these special events for you. And, you know, I actually started late, so I kind of was incognito a little bit and started out late and didn't go to all the, you know, little freshman things. So, I mean, you know, but it was just great being there. I mean, I really enjoyed being there and just, you know, just had a great time getting to know people and a lot of really friendly people there. And just really thrived.
I then asked him how he felt.
Yeah, I think I was really in shock. I mean, it was just so, you know, I had kind of forgotten all about college and really wasn't thinking I was going to be going in any way, shape, or form. And then to you know, just get that call, I was, like I said, I was in shock, and it was just a pretty amazing experience, flip-flopping over and going. And I am really glad I did. I mean, it just was a really great environment for me, and I got to meet a lot of people and everything else. So it was a good place to kind of recover. I still had a lot of things, you know, lack of discipline and issues in my life that I needed to work out, and so it was a good chance. And our home had been broken, you know, late in high school. My dad had moved out, and so, you know, there was still some instability there, and it was hard on my mom, and she was, you know, just focusing on her own stuff, so it might have been easier me not being there for her as well. So, it was a good decision.
Then I asked him if he felt different than the other students there.
Yeah, as far as difference, I mean, the one issue was just, you know, scholastically, it's not like I felt like I was behind people. I mean, college is different. It's not like you're necessarily just going the next level up in English, math, and science, and whatever else. You're taking a college level course, but it's not exactly just a kind of a step up. It's, you know, it's maybe a little different than that. So yeah, again, I don't really feel like I was behind anyone in those areas. The part that was very different was that since it was a Christian college and most of the kids had probably grown up in a church environment and had, you know, Bible classes and things like that, that was very different for me. So whereas for them, taking a Bible class was, you know, nothing new, for me it was very exciting, and so I really enjoyed it, and just, you know, the fact that I had to take a few of those was a great thing and exciting thing for me. So that was kind of a difference from a scholastic standpoint. And then, you know, as far as just being different, yeah, I was a little rougher around the edges than most of the kids. I mean, I wasn't like a, you know, a tough guy type, but, you know, I just, yeah, you know, I can just picture those kids with their, you know, their nice haircuts and their nice, you know, relatively nice clothing. And, you know, me, I kind of had, still kind of had long hair and dressed in jeans and beat up sneakers and whatever. And so again, I was kind of rough around the edges and still dealing with discipline issues from being involved in drugs and, you know, having a hard time to get up in the morning and focus on my studies all the time. Stuff like that, which were still residual things that I was dealing with. So that was in a lot of ways how I was different than the other kids. They were just more stable individuals because they'd been brought up in a relatively stable households. You know, or just had more consistency. You know, I'm sure that, you know, I mean, there were other kids, and some of who I, you know, there was this girl from Brooklyn who I became friends with, who was from a broken home, and then there was a guy from Rhode Island who, you know, struggled with a lot of things. So there, you know, there were other folks there that were struggling and were from broken homes, and a few of them, you know, I kind of gravitated a few to, and plus they were into music and stuff, so they were friends of mine. So
I then asked him to talk about how things would have been different if he had not gone through this experience.
The thought of, you know, if I hadn't gone through what I went through in high school, if I'd done well all that time, how would it have turned out? And, you know, it's hard. I've never really thought of that way. I mean, we kind of talked about what if I stayed in high school that extra year, what would have been different, which, you know, might have ended up going to the same place. But if it was different before then, I mean, that even goes back to earlier. I mean, when I was in grade school, there was even talk of me going to a college prep school like Lawrenceville, which basically, if you go there, you end up going to Ivy League. I mean, Princeton is real close to there, and so, you know, that would have been a major difference. But again, that was at the beginning of when my family was breaking down, so my parents weren't really that attuned to it, so they just kind of, I just kind of fell in line and went to the local high school, and, you know, had a lot of issues, and, you know, failed a class here and there, and again, my parents just were kind of so focused on their own problems that they really didn't drill into mine. But, in thinking about that, I mean, you kind of go, okay, well, if things had been different, I could have more degrees after my name, or I could have a higher paying job or a bigger house or whatever. But, you know, on the other hand, you just take life's experiences as something that toughens you up and that strengthens you, and you at some point you just have to work with what you got, not think back and feel bad about it or blame whoever, because eventually you've got to stand on your own 2 feet and do what you can. Well, I think we all go through different stages, and I was upper middle class, and maybe to some degree by my mother, at least was spoiled, and and then the drug thing, which maybe less disciplined, and got some bad habits going in me. So, I mean, college, it's a challenge to be on your own. But I, went through stages there of, going really well, and then I was doing work in the city with kids, which I wasn't really prepared for, and that was very difficult, and that was a challenge, and, I guess in one way, maybe tougher. And get married, and so again, it's just, you go through different stages, and but the whole issue of going to college really was a good thing, because I probably escaped having to deal with the senior year party social scene, which might have just thrown me back into some things that places I didn't want to go. So yeah, it was a good college. So I mean, it was. The experience, it just, was challenging because some of the things I did that I wasn't ready for in terms of trying to, help people, which, you've got to, it's a good thing to do, but you've got to be ready to do it and have good supervision and support, which I didn't have.